So it's my field. For our boy Ishani, he sold it to me 4 years ago. So in other words, he sold it to me before he sold it to you. You're telling me you ate here already 3 years, so Mashma, you bought it off Yehuda 3 years ago. But I have a shtar that Yehuda, the same Yehuda, sold me the karka 4 years ago. So he sold the churis to my karka, and you're there shalakadin, and you're not saying you bought it off me. You're only saying you bought it off Yehuda. Off me, you're not saying you bought it. So if so, if I could prove it that this karka belonged to me 4 years ago, so then you have to go out, it's mine. Omale. So now Shimon says back to Reuben, hold it, listen here. Misav Richne Chazoka. That that I told you that I bought this field and I ate in it, a Shnei Chazoka, who told you I meant to say only Tulasi Shani Kamino? Who told you I meant to say I'm only there 3 years? So now that you have a shtar that you bought it 4 years ago, it should belong to you, that you bought it before I did? No. Shnei Chazoka Tuva Kamino. That that I'm telling you I ate here, Shnei Chazoka means I'm here a long time. I mean to say I'm here already 5-6 years. So maybe I mean to say I'm here even before you. So your taka belongs to me. So I'm a rubber. Rubber says taka true. Ovid Inish, people taka do like this. Ovid Inish, the Kori, the Shnei Tuva, Shnei Chazoka. That when Shimon said, listen, don't bother me, I'm in this field and I ate already Shnei Chazoka, he laughed off with that he means only 3 years. If he says later that he meant to say he was there 4, 5, or 6 years, we believe him. He meant to say he's here a long, long time already. Even though you, Reuven, have a shtar that you disowned to you 4 years ago, that shtar is worth zero. Because I have a chazaka now and I'm saying I'm here already 6 years. I'm here before you. Therefore, it belongs to me. So Mara says, though, but the Hanimili, when is this said? The Ochlo Sheva. Only if you're there really 7 years. Because he has a shtar that he bought it 4 years ago. So if you're there 3 years before he bought it, that's a good chazaka. Then we'll believe you. The kodem chazaka lahai lishtara teich. Then your chazaka is here before his shtar. He has the proof that he bought it of Yehuda. Reuven has the proof he bought it of Yehuda 4 years ago. Now if you, Shimon, are telling us that you're here in this field for 7 years, then we'll leave it by you. 7 years ago means that you're there 3 years before Yehuda sold it to Reuven. Therefore, that mechira means nothing. Mashenkein avol shis. But let's say you Reuven, you Shimon, you're only saying you were in this field only 6 years. That's all. If so, ein lecho machog delemizu. Then your chazaker is no good. Like, what's going on here? I, Reuven, have a shtar that Yehuda sold it to me 4 years ago. Now you're saying you bought it 6 years ago. So you want to say yidin chazaka. Now, 6 years ago, that means after you're there 2 years, Yehuda sold the field to somebody else. Now, that's like making a machor. Ein lecho machor, v'dei lo mizu. If the original owner went and wrote a shtar mechira selling it to somebody else, that's like making a protest that Yehuda is saying, this field does not belong to Shimon. Shimon, you'll be machzik in my field. Get out of here. It doesn't belong to you. That's why Reuven made a shtar mechira to Reuven. So therefore, if Shimon is only there 6 years, that's called a machor, then he wouldn't keep it, he'll give it back to Reuven. But the only time that Shimon has a right to stay there, if Shimon says, that when I say I ate Shnei Chazaka, it means I ate 7 years of Chazaka. Then I was there 3 years before you bought it, so therefore my Chazaka is good. If you only made a machor after 3 years, it doesn't help. Then the Chazaka would be good. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, holding that lamed aleph and aleph on top. Mar says, "Ze oyma shalavoytai, veze oyma shalavoytai." Question: Reuben and Shimon are both arguing over this piece of land, and each one saying, "Listen, it belonged to my father." But hi, I see sade davasihi. Reuben brings Adam that this field belonged to his father. For hi and Shimon, I see sade diochle shnei chazaka. Shimon doesn't have any proof that the karka really belonged to his father. But instead, he brings Adim that he was there the last 3 years. The question is, who do we give it to? Do we give it to Reuven that has Adim that belonged to his father? And then Mustam, he yashened it. Or do we give it to Shimon that he has Adim Chazak, he's living there the last 3 years? So Amar Rabbi says, listen, Malalashakalakur, we should believe Shimon. Because he has a migo. Like if he wanted a lie, he boy yomale minok zavante yachalte shnechazoka. If Shimon wanted a lie, Shimon should have said a better lie. He should have said, you know what, Reuven, not that this field belonged to my father, but I bought it off you. Shimon could have said, I bought the field off you, Reuven, and I'm living there now for 3 years, so I have a chazaka. So since Shimon didn't say that, but instead Shimon said it belonged to his father, so Rabbi says, we believe Shimon with this chazaka, with this migo. He has a migo, we believe him. That's what Rabbi said. Omalei Abaya, Abaya said back, Mali l'shaka b'makam edim. Lo yamrinin, we don't say amigo mokam edim. They're like edim against him. That lemaisa Reuven as edis, saying that this field belonged to his father. Now, Shimon, what is Shimon saying? Shimon is saying that this field belonged to his father. And Shimon doesn't have edis on that. Shimon only has that he ate there 3 years. But like, so what? It's like a chazok, a sheini motaina. Like, since Reuven as edim that belonged to his father, we know for sure the real owner was Reuven's father. Shimon is not saying he bought it off Reuven. Shimon is saying it belonged to his father, and he has no proof. So even though Shimon has a migo, but migo b'malka made them lo yamrinan. And we hold like Abaya. Abaya says a good svara. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be if Hodr Omalei, then Shimon changed his mind, or changed his taina, and said like this. Hodr Omalei, then Shimon said, in the avosachi, I agree that it belonged to your father. Not like I said until now, it was my father's, but no, I believe you, it was true, it was your father. But v'zavanti minoch yishno, I bought it off your father. That's where I bought it off you. That's what Shimon says now. I v'hai di amri l'cho di avasoi. How come before I just said it was my father's? So Shimon explains it over and says, you know what I meant to say? T'somach li alo ki di avasoi. What I meant to say is that I rely like it's mine, as if it was my father. That's what Shimon meant to say. So the question is, do we believe Shimon or not? First, Shimon said it belonged to his father. And now that's we don't believe him. He doesn't have Edis. But Reuven has Edis that it belonged to his father. So that alone we believe Reuven. But now Shimon changes his taina. And he says, I did not mean to say it was really my father's. I meant to say that I bought it off you. The question is, Toyin, if you say one taina in Bezdin, the Chayzev Toyin, and then you go back to Bezdin another later, and you say a different taina, you have a different complaint later in Beis Din. Do we believe you? I maybe no. I maybe ain toyin v'chayz v'toyin. You're not going to come back to Beis Din again and say another taina in Beis Din. The first taina you said, that's the taina Beis Din believes. If you want to come back and say a different taina, Beis Din does not believe you. And mafrat over here, that you're coming back and changing around your first words. Like a little bit you're saying different than your first words. Maybe just to add on something else, maybe you would be allowed to. But here, first you said it belonged to your father. Now you're coming back and you're agreeing that it did not belong to your father. You just want to explain yourself. What you meant to say was that you bought it off Reuven and it's yours as if it belonged to your father. So do we believe you or not? What's the machlokes? Ulam, Ula says yes. Toyin v'chayz v'toyin. You're allowed to. Rashi says, Toyin v'bezdin mashu roitza. You're allowed to say complaints once in Bezdin. V'chayz acharchen lipen dvarim acherim. L'taretz dvarim roshayinim. You're allowed to come back a second time to Bezdin and explain what you said the first time. Even though you're disagreeing a little bit from what you said first. That now you come with a ketainom. That I said before was my father. I did not really mean it was my father's. But rather the somach alo k'davosoi. I meant to say I rely on it as if it's my father's. So Ula says, yes, we believe you. However, Nahadoy Yomer, Nahadoy they say, Ain't a toy, no. Once somebody says something in Beis Din, he has no right to come and say differently in Beis Din. But the Gemara says, Ula though agrees, Heched di omalei shalavoisai, Veloi shalavoisecho. Let's say first, when Shimon first said his time in Beis Din, Shimon said clearly, listen, I'm telling you that this field belonged to my father, and it did not belong to your father, Reuven. That's what Shimon said like this. Then, the Then, if Shimon now wants to come and say, you know what, Beis Din, I did not mean what I said, but I admit that it belonged to Reuven's father, then even Ula agrees we did not listen to you. To go against your first words completely, then Beis Din sees like you're lying here. So then Beis Din doesn't have a right to believe you. Rashi says, Omayde Ula, that Afagav de Mehemninan Lei, Lahaide Toyin of in the Abusa of the Shemtoyim Mitchilu Pirus, where he said first clearly what he meant. And now he wants to be Oikel Legamri Devar Marishoinim, then we don't believe him. And the Chain Aloch, that's the Loch Rosi Pasim Lagula. That to come back to Bezin now and say exactly opposite from what you first said, Bezin does not believe you.
But the Heicho Devikoi Beidino, let's say you were in Bezin.
For Loy Toyin, and first you did not say good Taina. You said what you had to say, but you didn't say a certain Taina.
The Yosem Avroi, and then you left Bezin, you went outside. And then you come back to Bezin again, Vitoyin, and now you want to tell Bezin, you know what, Bezin, I have another reason why it's mine, I have another Taina now.
Halacha is then, Einoi Chayze Vitoyin. In such a case, Bezin does not have to listen to you anymore. Bezin gives you one chance to say your Taina, and you said what you want. Then if you go outside of Bezin and come back later and have a new Taina, Bezin does not have to listen to you.
My Taina, what's the reason? Because you have to be afraid that Taina say Agmere, that maybe somebody outside taught you what to Taina. Because you have to be afraid maybe you're lying now. It's not what you really want to say. Somebody taught you a good Taina. So therefore we don't believe you.
Yeah. Rashi says, oh yeah, well, because maybe somebody likes you, your friend, or your relatives, they came and told you, now listen, you should have signed this in Bezin. Therefore, Bezin does not believe you. So Rashi tells Amit, the Rashban, so what he means to say is, that if you were in Bezin, and you were not misakin, you did not fix up your Dvorim HaRishonim, but rather after you went out of Bezin, then you came back and you want to fix up the words that you said, Bezin now doesn't believe you. But Mashmoni, if you have to fix up the tainas that you already said, but if you're coming back now to say new tainas, maybe then Bezin is supposed to listen to you. It's only that if you want to fix up the tainas you already said, and you left Bezin, then Bezin doesn't believe you. Because you already said something. Now you want to come back and change it around, Bezin has to be afraid maybe somebody taught you to change it around. Therefore they don't believe you.
Well, no, did not Nahadoi, but Nahadoi agree that Hey Chadiyamalei, Shalavoisai, Shalachuhu, Meyavoisecho, that let's say Shimon said, listen, it belongs to my father that bought it off your father. In other words, Shimon also admits that it once it belonged to Reuven's father. Shimon is only saying that his father bought it off Reuven's father. And so then, the Chayz of Itayin, then Taka, we believe Shimon when he says to say, that first Shimon said it belonged to my father. And then Shimon comes back and explains himself. You know what I meant to say? It belongs to my father. Not that it was my father the whole time, but that my father went and bought it off your father. In such a case, we believe a Shimon. Because here he's not being oikir the Vorm Horishainim. He's not like saying a lie. He's like still sticking to what he said. I said before it belonged to my father, and I'm still admitting it belonged to my father. I'm only adding on a little bit that the pshat is that my father bought it off your father. Then we believe you. Even Nadoi would agree to this. But
Teichodishtoi Milome Avroi for Loitoyin. Let's say first the people were outside Bezdin, and Reuven said over to some people his taina, and Shimon said over to some people their taina. And then Vyosala Bedina, then when they walk into Bezdin, Vitoyin the Choyze Vitoyin, that now when they come into Bezdin, Reuven's allowed to change around what he said outside, and Shimon is allowed to change around what he said outside. Here everybody agrees. My time, what's the reason? Because of an inish, to le magle time say, elo levedina. That's a normal thing that a person does not want to say over his time until he comes to Bezdin. In order not to say it before outside, because he doesn't want the other person to hear his time is, and then they'll think of ways to go against him. So a person has to be smart and not say his time is outside Bezdin. So therefore it's normal that when you're outside Bezdin, you say one taina to fool them. But then when you come into Bezdin, then you say the tiny real taina, that's alright. Then we believe you, the time you say in Bezin. That's not cool. You're being chayza, you're retracting what you said before. But that's normal. People do not say the real time is outside of Bezin. Omar Ramayma said, you should know, Anoi Nahardoi Ano. I also live in the city of Nahardoi. And still, severely, I hold, Tetoyin v'chayza v'toyin. I hold like Ula, not like the other Anshei for Nahardoi. And Vilkasa, that's Takad Alocha, that Toyin v'chayza v'toyin. But even though a person first said one time in Bezin, and lady wants to come, he didn't leave Bezin yet. But while he's still in Bezin now, he's coming and saying, he's explaining himself what he meant to say. If he's not being mad, he's not going completely against what he first said, he's only changing around a little bit, then Bezin, he has the right to do that, and Bezin has to still listen to him. Now, what's going to be? Ze'oy meshel avoysai. Reuven says, listen, this field belonged to my father. Ze'oy meshimin says, no. Shel avoysai hai. No, this field belonged to my father. Now, I see sadi davoso v'yokhle shnei chazoka. That one of them, Reuven, brought Edis, that the field belonged to his father, and also that he's there the last 3 years. V'hai, and now Shimon, I see sadi v'yokhle shnei chazoka. Shimon only blings to Edis that he's eating the last 3 years. So really what comes out is really there's a steer in the Edim. Reuven has Edis that he was there the last 3 years, and also that the field belonged to his father. Shimon has two Edim that he was there the last 3 years, but he doesn't have Edis about his father. So what do we do here? Some Rav Nachman said, Uki achilo labhadi achilo. Listen, these two different pair of Edis. That one pair is saying Reuven ate there the last 3 years. And the other pair is saying, no, Shimon ate there the last 3 years. So these two Edis, we don't believe either one of them. Because they are achosho, and they're going against one another. So therefore we throw these two out. That's called Uki achilo labhadi achilo. And therefore, what should we do though? Who really owns this field? We leave the field to Reuven, because his Edis were also saying that the field belonged to his father.